when he showed my sight, it really hurts, but I try not to holler. And that time I start thinking, maybe the God is trying to give me warning.
Stai Gute, welcome my friends to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Sam Herman, a Jupik who grew up on Nunavik Island, Alaska. We pick up where he left off, sharing about how he was shot in a boat and how that turned his heart toward God.
When it's that shotgun goes off, I start looking around, turning around. I wonder which one of my partners are shooting birds or something. And I turn around back, it doesn't have no shotgun. And I look at that other one, it doesn't have no shotgun. And then finally, going right away, right alongside a boat, I will start going. Do I get a shot hit? Then, other that old man named Peter Smith, he grabs me just before I go overboard. He grabs me and he holler and says, "Boy, our partner got shot. We're gonna be blamed. What are we gonna do?" And he's a Christian, that Peter Smith. And he start praying. After he put me in the middle of the boat, prayed really hard with his all his tears, asking Lord, we don't know what's gonna do if they find out got wounded on the site. I know we're gonna be blamed. He prayed and then say amen, and he says, "You'll be okay. You'll be okay. We ask God, Almighty God, to heal you." And we 10 horse, it's not fast enough for going, 22 foot long wooden boat, and we travel and get into my parents' seal camp, and my dad start paddle kayak with us. I think he's much faster than we as 10 horse. And then that time there's hardly any planes goes down to the island where we stay, down Nunavik Island. And then the plane came in, Kase, BIE called. They says they had an emergency over here. Need a plane right away. And that plane got prop on the back, lands on the water. Next day, the plane came in and took me to the Bethel Hospital. And that time, there's only one doctor in the Bethel and four nurses. Small little hospital. I've been stayed there in hospital 1 year. And my doctor is a Russian doctor. He's a really good doctor. And they didn't have not too many all those stuff like today. When he showed my sight, it really hurts, but I try not to holler. And that time I start thinking, maybe the God is trying to give me warning. And after that, I keep on going regularly for church, go listen to the God's word. And finally, I give it to the Lord for myself and say, if I keep on going by the world ways, I'll be end up the opposite way, wrong way. because of that preacher preaching about heaven and hell. He says heaven and hell are, we are in a mediator, just in between. If we don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be go down to hell if I die. And he says, in this world, everything what you want, you got food, so you just grab it, eat it. There's a coffee, you drink coffee. Everything free in your home. But if you go down to the hell, there'll be nothing, absolutely nothing. No food, no water, just only fire. When we hit up our body with a little match, it burns. And after that, you can feel that burns on your body. Your whole body feels it. And he told us, did you ever try matches, burn it, and try to burn yourself? I said, no, we cannot do it. That's why I come to my mind first. If you don't believe on Lord Jesus Christ, that's where you're going to go. But if I believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll be saving in a beautiful place, no sick, no pain. Just like when you do not get no headache or something, such sickness, you don't think about a hospital. And when you get sick, some kind of sickness going on, come into your hospital, you come first, think about a hospital. That's mostly like that. If I get thrown to hell, I'll talk all I want, everything what I want, but that will not bring me back. But if I believe on Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be going up. In the last day, all the people of the world, you and I, every one of us, will be standing in front of the God, one by one. If we're our name not found in the everlasting eternity, that means we are go to hell. That's what it's everlasting punishment is, hell. And all those books are written down, like Sam Herman, you're in everlasting eternity, and my name will be found in that book. When she said to say this word, you come to my everlasting eternity, you'll be start crying. So cry, so happy. Cry, but before you pass your God, he shall wipe away all your tears, and you will not cry again no more. That everlasting eternity. He sent his son to this earth just for you and I. He sent for the sinners. That's all he hung on the cross for it. And he opened the door for us, eternity. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by Jesus Christ our Lord. When Jesus was hung on the cross, he paid a cost. Did you ever sing that song? Sin can never enter there. That's what it's meant about. If we have a sin, small sin as a mustard seed, we cannot get into the heaven. It's as big as a whole wide world, even that small sin. God loves so much this earth, he sent his son to die on a cross just for me and for you and for all of us. I tell you this much, one thing. One night, here, right here in my home house. I slept real good. And I opened my eyes at my dream. I see a lot of people walking on the Broadway. So many. And I turned my head to the right. There was a Jesus. Put his hands out. And the road is very narrow. I remember in the Bible tells us, road is very narrow toward our Lord Jesus Christ, and broad is the way, the widest the world. And I look at it, head of those people, there were so much noisy, hollering, crying. I look at it, where they heading, it's so red. I watch it every time. When they get into that red, they disappeared. Just dropped. Holler loud as they could. And I turn around as I better go through this narrow way. And Jesus reached out and said, welcome home. I was so happy. And I talked to my wife when I got up. If my dream didn't finish, I don't think I would make it up. It was so beautiful. I sure don't want to go with those the people going out through the Broadway, that white road. But when I get up, first thing I talk to her. I says, you know what? I dream about heaven and hell. If we keep going earthly way, that's what our destination is going to be. But believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be safe. Some people, they look for something that's sign, like using their eyes. They look for the sign, how can they be saved? But the Bible tells us, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be safe. And thou shalt be safe for everlasting eternity. There's no other way.
Sam's right. There is no other way. People may say there are many paths to God, but that's not what God says. He tells us that our wrongdoing separates us from Him, and that there's only one provision for this: the death of His Son, Jesus Christ. And so, Jesus paid our sin debt by dying on the cross. Only He could do it because He had no sin Himself. Then God showed His perfect justice was satisfied by raising Jesus from the dead. That's God's plan for saving us. My friends, there is only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Won't you put your trust in Jesus and be saved? If you would like to know more, let me encourage you to visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also online at facebook.com/withoutreservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.